go to your competitors and say, look, why not recommend somebody when you're too busy? Let's say you had a direct mail list of prospects who just never converted. You can offer those to your competitors, and your competitors can swap theirs with yours, or you can, the competitor can write a letter saying, look, we've tried to do business with you for years, so look, if you don't want to do business with us, the least you can do is, why don't you try competitor X?
That's a great idea. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I've got another exciting interview with Bill Beaudry. Bill has taught internationally at some of the most recognized schools in the world. In this two-part recording, we're going to be talking about how you can use referrals to grow your consulting practice. You'll learn specific techniques that get referrals fast and how to keep them coming in day after day, month after month. You'll discover one referral strategy to quickly create a predictable stream of clients for your consulting practice without face-to-face asking. Now you can get all the referrals you can handle without the pain and humiliation of begging for them. Learn how to get better quality referrals in this recording from people who are hungry to do business with you. Learn how to give away gifts to get others to send clients your way. Learn how to get customers to lend you their Rolodex for a day so you can tap their network of vendors and best customers. It's time for you to enjoy the control over the amount of referrals you get with one system we talk about at the end of part two of this recording. Isn't that what you want? Referrals, people coming your way, wanting you to do consulting for them without you going out there cold. Each part of this recording is 25 minutes. Let's get going. Enjoy. If you'd like to power up your business by harnessing the power of referrals, go to www.referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. That's referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. Bill, you shared a referral and networking system here with me, and it was particularly interesting to me for my consulting practice and for my HMA consultants, because a lot of HMA consultants, or people considering getting into the consulting business, fear that they're going to go have to pound the streets or do cold calling all the time to build their consulting practice. Now, that may be true for a lot of salespeople and a lot of consultants, but can using referrals and networks eliminate all that, what Dan Kennedy calls grunt work, or is it just a pipe dream?
Oh, sure, you can eliminate it. But, you know, you focused exactly on the big issue is, there's what you do to first get started as a marketing consultant, and then what you do to continue. Okay, so what you might do at the very beginning is very, very, very different than what you might be doing later, though of course there's going to be a lot of overlap. For instance, before we get into referrals, you know, let's talk about some of the ways that these guys can dig up clients, okay?
Okay.
I mean, one of the ways is, of course, they give some public seminars, all right? And then they have to find a center of influence. And, you know, maybe it's even a library or whatever, and they give some public seminars. And they, you know, depending on whether they're a good speaker or not, or if that's their forte, a lot of people pick up clients that way. Or it's also a rehearsal practice for them to be able to start being able to spit out very clearly and cleanly and eloquently what they're going to do for a client anyway. So that's one particular thing that often people do. Another thing is, if you've already niched or decided on a niche and you've put up a website, and you started to write a lot of articles, for instance, on that particular niche, whether it's you're a landscaping marketer or you're a marketing expert for doctors or chiropractors or whatever, you're already going to have people start calling you, especially if you have a product that, you know, that you have for sale, and that will start bringing in leads. So there are all these multiple ways that you can sort of kickstart it, you know, and get this whole thing started. But the best way, and Mike, you know this, I mean, you sell an awful lot of cassette tape programs, and I've bought many from you over the years, and you know the best customers are the ones that come from other people. They come from referrals, and I've referred quite a few people to you, and because it works, you know, you get great service, and the same thing is going to happen for somebody who's a marketing consultant. Well, your clients are not going to necessarily recommend you to, you know, their competitors.
Right.
Okay, but they might recommend you to their friends who are in related fields or unrelated fields, you know, to help them, you know, increase their business as well. And referral systems are the best way to basically turn that whole force of people liking you, and you've done a good deal of work for them, and they appreciate it, turning those clients and customers into a 24-hour, no-cost sales force of motivated ambassadors because you've done a really good job.
Okay, I've heard that a referral customer is worth 15 phone calls.
When you have a friend who recommends you to someone else, those people will listen to their friends, and they are more susceptible. Oh, my friend Charlie says you're a good guy, so let me give you a try. People are skeptical, and when all of a sudden you have somebody who opens the door for you, those people are so much more easier to work with. They're more profitable. They're more cost-efficient. They're actually more loyal, reliable. They're easier to deal with. They're easier to negotiate with.
After we go through some of these ideas and some of these specific systems that a consultant, once he gets started, can realistically have a consulting practice based on nothing but referrals.
Oh, sure. And actually, you can actually make it part of the business that you will not take them on as a client unless they give you a referral. You can actually build that into part of the business. Well, a perfect example was Paddy Lund, who is the very famous dentist in Australia, where he will not accept a new client into his practice unless they promise him two other clients of equal worth. And when he says equal worth, he says somebody who is just like you personality-wise, someone I would love to deal with. So people don't just, you know, recommend ordinary people. They just recommend people who are high-quality people that he enjoys dealing with. And as soon as you get good at what you're doing in the marketing field, it gets easier and easier and easier to do this because you get a reputation. And then you become in demand, and then you can sort of make demands on your clients.
What was Walt Disney's philosophy on referrals?
Walt Disney said, if you want referrals, do what you do so well that others cannot resist telling others about you. All right, and that's the basis of referrals. You just do such a darn good job that everybody is basically saying, hey, they're talking about you. So you get word of mouth advertising. You get all sorts of benefits because you did such a good job. Everybody's talking about it.
Do you think most people hate asking for them?
Sure. Everybody hates asking for referrals. You know, inside we feel, gosh, we're imposing, we're sleazy, we're embarrassed, we're nervous, you know, all sorts of things like that. And that's why what you really want to do is you want to set up an automatic, robot-like referral generation system where you get all the high-quality referrals you want, with and without asking, and still you can preserve your pride and dignity in the process. You have to have a systemized referral process. It's basically what you do is when you set up a system, you're saving yourself time, energy, and money. Those are the letters of system. Save is the S, Y is the yourself, time, energy, and money. So when you set up a system, that's exactly what you do. You put it on automatic, you optimize it, you leave it alone. You tweak it every now and then, but that's really, really how you're going to free up your time, and you're going to free yourself from hurting your pride and your dignity and going out asking people for referrals. So when you set up a systemized referral system and you actually follow it, it's the same thing. There's going to be a steady state set of averages that are going to apply to your system,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to know them until you get it going. Once you get it going, you should always measure what's happening, and when you measure what's happening, you can keep track of it, and then you can tinker here and there to get that law of averages working for you a little better, to go from a 2% response to a 3% response to a 5% to even a 10% response based on what you're offering in your referral system to people, how you word it, what you're doing with it.
What are some of the things that we can do to increase the number of referrals, prerequisites?
Well, the first thing you got to have is you need a quality product or service, okay? There's a lot of people out there, they just want more business, and what they're offering is pretty lousy service or shoddy goods to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in your deepest mind, you know where you are if you're an A-grade, B-grade, or C-grade product. And, you know, you can get along with a C-grade product, but you know it. If you really, really want to accelerate your business, try to turn your C-grade product or B-grade product into an A-grade product. Make sure it's great. Make sure it's of wonderful quality to be referred. Otherwise, people aren't going to want to refer. So don't worry about improving your image. Improve your substance. You know, you have to be so excited about your product because you know it's excellent. So the first thing you got to do is offer excellence. And then the second thing you need a lot of courage to commit to the strategy long term. Mike, you and I know there's a lot of people, they buy a lot of these courses, they buy books, they buy, you know, for me, when I was doing investments, they would buy expensive computer systems. They would never turn them on, commit to them, and follow them. And that's the key. You basically have to design a long-term strategy and commit to it. Mm-hmm. It's like training for the Olympics. You've got to do the training every day, even though it's boring. But, you know, it just sort of builds like compound interest. Another thing you need is you need to develop your communication skills, because the way you say what you have to say in your referral system is, you know, if you say it one way or another, that's going to impact your results. And, you know, in general, you just basically need to love your clients because you want to offer them the best. You know, if you respect and revere them and you love them, you want to give them what you have to offer, there's no qualms or quarrels about asking for referrals because you're trying to do that for as many people as possible. So then that brings us to the last thing. You just basically have to ask for referrals. Ask, ask, ask. Don't be shy. Be proactive. Ask. What are they going to do? They're not going to stop coming to you because you asked. Some will say no. Some won't say anything. Most people, you know, if they're not going to say, you know, if they're not going to do anything, they'll just say nothing. But there will come a time in their life when somebody is talking about your services or the need for services like what you offer in a conversation, and then bam, they'll remember that you asked them, and they will pop your name in. And that's how it works. You really have to ask. It's not a matter for all these businesses, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant. Everybody out there thinks, gosh, I'm a professional, I don't want to market. You have to market. So you have to get over the fact that, you know, you have to be marketing because, you know, that's just the way the world is.
Tell me about Joe Girard's Rule of 52.
Well, you know, Joe Girard, he's a very famous car salesman, and he's famous for writing the book, How to Sell Anything to Anybody. Joe Girard has two rules. Some people say you have a sphere of influence, which is about 250 people. Some people say that's the number of people at a wedding. Some people say that you have about 150 people at a wedding.
Okay.
Other people talk about the rule of 52, whereas each customer has the potential to refer to 50 other customers in your business. And they say that's because the average number of attendees at a wedding or funerals is 52. You know, I've heard so many different numbers for that, I don't really know.
Right.
But frankly, you know, what it is basically go to a wedding and see how many people are there, or go to a funeral, or how many people you know. Dane Kenney once asked business executives to go through their trade directories for the number of people they knew on their first name basis, and he counted up 37. So who cares if it's 52, 60, or 100, but everybody knows a certain number of people, and how you increase your referrals is you go and you contact those people, because those are the people you have the most persuasive influence with. Those are people who will value your opinion, who will give you the time of day because they know you. And remember, referrals are all based on the rules of whether you do, you know, good service for somebody or you do bad service. In general, the numbers show that customers usually tell positive experiences to 4 other people, and they tell negative experiences to 11 others, or some proportion like that. So you have to make sure the experience you offer is positive. And that those type of numbers come out sort of on a passive basis, people just talking about life in general.
Right.
When you ask people to refer those 4 other people that are told positive experiences, that can increase to 8 or 10 or even more. Why? Because you set up a referral system to actively improve on that number.
Let's go over some moments of truth, is what you call it, that create referrals and customers for a long time.
When a customer complains, for instance, the moment they complain, that opens up a space, let's say a moment, an opportunity space, where you can make them a customer for life, based on what you do.
Give me an example.
Well, let's say somebody complains, for instance, I'm in the ebook business, and somebody complains, they order an ebook, and they didn't know it was a download or something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I can do is, at that moment, I have a lot of different ways I can intercede, but one of them is sometimes I just flip people off another ebook, you know, an extra ebook they didn't pay for. And sometimes they are so thankful they end up telling 2, 3, or 4 friends, brings more people to the website, more customers. And as a result, I've increased my business. They're happy. Of course, I solved their problem, but now they're sort of a referral for life or a customer for life.
Right. It's what you did with the problem that was more impressive than the actual problem itself.
Exactly. It's how I acted at that moment of truth. And you know, people say there's 7 moments of truth that you have to watch in a business. Or if you have staff, you have to make sure they handle these 7 situations impeccably. One is when a customer complains, when a customer places a second order, when a customer thanks you. For instance, when a customer thanks you, that's the best time to say, you know, I need referrals.
Right.
And the moment a customer has been through a hard time because of one of your foul-ups, what are you going to do? All right? The moment a customer needs a favor from you, But the moment you see your customer in public, there's some people that are afraid to talk to their customers in public. It's how you treat them. And then the moment your customer brings in a referral, what do you do? It's like sort of Pavlov's dogs. What do? To make them do that behavior over and over again? How do you reward them so you're going to see that again and again and again? And that's why lots of people will tell you, gift that customer if legally you can, because there's some industries where you're not allowed to do that.
If you'd like to power up your business by harnessing the power of referrals, go to www.referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. That's referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. Okay. Just so my consultants would know, what industries do you have to really watch out for?
Well, you know, they'll know, those industries themselves will know. There's some certain things that you're not allowed to do in the mortgage industry, and you know, there's certain industries where you're not allowed to have payments or commissions from referrals. That happens in the medical field. You know, those professionals themselves know all that.
Okay. 6 customer service questions to improve your business. What does this have to do with referrals?
Well, what you want to do is, when you're trying to increase your business, you have to improve your business. If you improve your business, besides marketing your business, you're going to increase your business. And the more you improve it, the more referrals you're going to get. And it's all based on the idea of customer service. Great customer service is going to, like a great customer experience, as Walt Disney said, is the best type of referral strategy out there.
Okay.
So basically what you want to do is, whenever you're trying to increase your business, first set out to try and improve it. And there's 6 questions you can ask. You say, you can ask people, well, why did you buy our product or service in the first place? You know, sometimes you're getting at your USP when you do that. And you can ask, how do you feel about its performance or the work we've done? What are you most satisfied or thrilled or happy with? So you can do more of, or make sure you don't lose that part of your business. There's a lot of people that cut that part of the business out because of cost savings, and they don't realize that's part of the whole experience. It's like, for instance, colored napkins at a certain restaurant that just add to the overall thrill of kids coming there, and you know, you cut that out to save, you know, 2 cents per napkin or what have you, and all of a sudden it's a totally different experience. What would you have us do differently next time? That is the best way to improve your business. Then another thing you ask is, if there's one other thing you'd like us to change, what would that be? And what can we do to serve you better in the future? These are all just, in general, 6 questions I teach people for how to get information, intelligent information on how you can increase your business by improving your business. And once you fix what's broken, or once you improve what's working, and it becomes more magnetizing to customers, then all of a sudden you're going to get more referrals, and you're just going to get more business, and you're going to have more content for marketing in general.
Let's get into some strategies. Can we talk about some referral strategies?
Sure. There's 3 main referral strategies. You have to understand that. Number one, incentives work. If you do this, you're going to get a free dinner at the best restaurant in town. Incentives work. Or you will get a gift of flowers or something like that. It might come unexpectedly, but you know, when they come one after the other, incentives work. It might be monetarily or just recognition, but those are incentives.
Okay.
Endorsements work. When you can get other people to endorse you, to write a letter saying, hey, this guy is great, to write a testimonial, to give names to you and give you permission to go contact those names. Endorsements work. The fact that you have somebody who is a center of influence or a buddy or a pal saying, hey, this is good, that has credibility. And people want credibility. They don't want to be dealing with a scamster. And if the buddy says this passes muster, then that really works.
Okay. So who do we go to either use incentives or endorsements or ask? Who do we go to?
Oh, 3 types of people. You go to your past customers, past clients. You go to centers of influence. For instance, you might want to go to the mayor of a town or head of the Rotary Club or whatever is relevant to whatever you're doing. And basically, JV partners.
Let's go to strategy. It's called the 6-question strategy.
Yeah, well, I usually say, you can ask people the 6 questions of customer service that we went over.
Mm-hmm.
You condense those answers into a few sentences, and ask your customers if you can share their comments with others. You know, you write that in a letter for them. You have them sign it for you on their stationery, and then bingo, you have a testimonial or an endorsement. So if you've gone to, you know, you've done some service for somebody, and you've gone through those 6 questions, you write them down. They're going to help you improve your business. But turn it into a letter. Make it a positive letter. Write it up for them. Have them sign it. and you can put it in a folder, or you can put it on your website, but you know, a lot of people, what they do is they carry it around in folders, and they let people take a look at this, and that's an endorsement, or you know.
That's pretty good. So I can go to past customers and say, look, I want to ask you some questions about your experience of doing business with me. Go through those six questions that we did, write them down, and ask permission if I can share them with others.
Sure, and you don't have to go through all six. You just ask what's relevant. The whole idea of the six are to give you, you know, the dimensions of all the types of things you can ask.
Right.
And then what you do is you just, you know, you basically ask that, you say, hey, Mr. Jones, would you be willing to help me serve you better in the future? You know, because I spend so much time on your account doing this, I don't have time to spend on getting new clients. I mean, when you say that, that shocks people.
Right.
And that's the lifeblood of a business. So would you be willing to send this endorsement letter to your friends who could use my product or service and they'd be receptive, you know, to doing it.
That's nice. I like that.
So that's a good strategy. I often use this with accountants.
All right. What's another referral strategy?
Okay. Well, another referral strategy is you offer to give the referral person's clients your service at a discount or free, saying that the referral person has purchased it for them. So, for instance, let's pretend we're designing a referral system for an accountant himself. What you can do is you can say the following. Okay, the accountant... and when I do a lot of work, I do it in Hong Kong, and the accountants there are restricted from advertising. But he's allowed to send out a letter to his clients saying, you know, this last year, you know, I've done a lot of work with you, and I've helped you, you know, improve your taxes and told you about all the new laws or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've spent so much time that I really haven't had a lot of time to do, you know, the marketing that's necessary. And at the same time, I want to thank you for your business. And rather than send flowers or candy or what have you, I said, what can I send you as a gift of appreciation that could really help you out and last in the future? And so I decided, you know what I'll do is, why don't I let you, because you have a lot of people you want to help who are in the same situation, why don't I let you send them to me for 1 hour of free tax advice? And that way you'll be helping all of the people that you know for free to look over all their things for free. I don't really care if they become clients or whatever, but I can do this for you. Okay?
But you know you're going to get business out of it.
Oh, yeah. You'll get business out of it. But he can go around and he can write a letter and he can say, look, you've done so much for me this year, and I thought the clients of the accountant who he sends the letter to, they can go out and say, you know, you've done a lot for me. You know, I bought a certain number of hours of this guy, and I want you to use one of these hours because he's so darn good. And you can make an arrangement with this guy. You can actually purchase the hours, or you can have some type of remuneration where it's all legitimate. And all of a sudden, people look at it and say, wow, let me go use the hour. Everybody benefits.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to the cost of acquiring a customer. You could open up your mouth and ask and get it for basically free in a little letter, or you can pay for advertising.
Absolutely. I mean, I know people who have written books. I know one accountant that I know, a CPA, he's worked with lots of millionaires. He wrote a book, and he spent $50,000 on the advertising of the book and turning into cassette tapes or whatever just to get one or two new clients because he was only working on the million-dollar client market.
Right.
It's worthwhile for him to do that, but if he can do it a cheaper way, you do it a cheaper way.
All right, let's talk about this strategy number three, upfront condition of doing business with you.
All right, well, it's very simply that. You just tell people you expect them to refer. You let them know up front, as a condition of business, you need more clients. But it's like you want people just like them. You don't want them to be referring people who you would not really want to be, you wouldn't want to be friends with.
Okay. You don't want to let them off the hook and just them just you know, say, sure, no problem, and they just send you anyone's name.
Absolutely, because you know why? If you say just like them and you do this, it elevates the whole process. And then they're like, wow, they're a little bit competitive about it. They're like, wow, really? Wow, who can I, you know? And Patty Lunn has a waiting list of 1 or 2 years because he's made it so hard to become one of his clients. I don't know if he's any better than anybody else, but he's certainly done a good enough marketing job to really make it so that it appears that he's the dentist that you want to go to.
Yeah, there's an appearance of scarcity.
Absolutely. And you know, when you're doing this, making it an upfront condition of doing business, you have to give people the reasons why you need referrals.
All right, what's a good reason?
Well, you just basically have to tell them, you know, in order to do business with us, because we don't spend any time in our prospecting or marketing, since we're spending all that time taking care of your needs, we need the referrals from you. That's why. And when they send them to you, you have to thank them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to acknowledge them. Maybe you gift them. Because if you do that, they'll send you again. If you don't acknowledge them, some people will still send you more because they think you're the best person on earth and sliced bread or whatever, but others will say, gosh, I sent him one and he didn't even thank me. And then they'll never send you another. Just the way people are. So try to thank them. And a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll send a gift this, you know, for this one and a different gift for another one and a different gift for another one. Mike, those gifts work.
Oh, absolutely. Do a lot of business with Omaha Steaks. And if I got a good referral or someone referred me as a thank you, I'd overnight them, some Omaha Steaks. Have you ever had their stuff?
You know, Mike, that's a great story because I just did that for the first time last month. I sent Omaha Steaks to two people who had sent me business. It's a business in Pan Out, but nobody had ever done it before.
Yeah.
And they will send me a new deal sometime in the future, whether it's 1 year or 5 years from now, simply because I had done that and thanked them, even though it never turned into anything.
You blow them away. When they get a cooler with dry ice and Omaha Steaks, I mean, believe me, when they're cooking them for their family and their wife, they will not forget you. It's very powerful.
Oh, absolutely. I got excited emails. I got excited telephone calls. They were excited, so it's something I'm going to do more and more of.
Well,
like I said, Mike, I did it for just suggesting to me, hey, how about this joint venture deal or whatever, and nothing ever happened from it.
Right.
They know that, but I thank them anyway.
That's nice. All right. How about, this is an interesting strategy I've heard of, take a referral center out to lunch.
Well, what you have to do is, there are always well-connected individuals in any field that have prestige or credibility or authority for that field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a number of people. And you know, you're going to know this if you get into the niche marketing, all right? Or if, for instance, you are a marketing consultant for a city, you'll learn the ins and outs after a while of that particular city.
Uh-huh.
So I can't tell you who they are. It might be for a profession or it might be a city because you're, you know, geographically located and you're not really specializing. But what you can do is you can eventually rate these people, you know, oh, this is a diamond guy or a platinum or a gold or a silver guy. Maybe this guy can definitely help me, or 50-50, or maybe, or no. You know what I mean? You can rank them in this level.
Right.
And then what you do is the following. You call them, or you send them a letter, or you ask them to meet with you in person for 15 minutes, and you say the following. You say, look, I value your opinion. I trust you to tell me the truth. I'd like your advice, counsel, and help. And you explain what you're doing, all your goals. You've got to be passionate, you know, and be sincere that you're looking for advice, because it's not like you're trying to use these guys. You are looking for advice.
Right.
All right? And you say who you're looking for and how you want help, and ask where you should be going or what they think you should be doing next or who you should be looking for. Because they'll tell you. Everybody wants to help. All right? And if they don't want to meet with you, you go to somebody else who will help. Eventually, you will always find somebody that we stay over in Asia, you have karma with, who's going to help you. You know, it'll be a rainmaker for you. But the big thing is you find somebody who's a center of influence and you say, what would you do if you were me? How would you handle this? Who should I talk to? Where should I go next? All right? And once you ask that, they will often, you know, Mike, you're going to find the people who are the most successful, most willing to help you like this. Okay, but once again, you got to be sincere and you got to be humble about this, because we only want to help people we like.
I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, one way, if I didn't have any clients and I just started calling cold on businesses, instead of calling cold, asking them if they need help in their business, this would probably be a better approach to say, my name's Michael Sinoff. I know you're in the bicycle business. I value your opinion. I trust you to tell me the truth. I'd like your advice and counsel and help. I hope you're enjoying this exclusive training for HMA Consultants on referrals. Please continue to part two. Here's another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff, HardToFindSeminars.com. And it's a collection of recordings on marketing consulting. I had met a gentleman named Richard who is one of the world's best marketing consultants, and I have 12 hours of audio interviews all on the subject of marketing consulting. We also have downloads to over 23 reports on the subject of marketing. In the section of recordings, you will find a multitude of ideas that will give you very valuable ideas on how to build and grow your business, and also how to teach others how to grow their business with simple, no-cost, low-cost techniques. If you go back to hardtofindseminars.com to the main page, you'll see across the top in white consulting services. If you click on that page, there's a form that will take you into a private secret section of my site I've set up just for you with all these recordings. All you have to do is fill out your name and your information, and you'll be whisked away to Consulting Secrets, where we have thousands of dollars worth of free downloadable audio recordings in MP3 and Flash. Also, the written printed transcripts in PDF that you can start learning from starting today. This information is hot. So get on over to harddefindseminars.com. Check out Consulting Secrets.